Aside from folks who are infected with COVID-19 and their families, the people who may have gotten the biggest news yesterday were very likely Michigan's kids. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has made it official. They are not going back to school this year. At my house, we were spending a lot of the past week trying to figure out homeschooling and how that would work for Junior.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. You're going to bounce on the exercise ball the whole time we're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's
open it
pretty
up.
Much it.
I need a piece of paper.
She's in the fourth grade, so this goes a little bit beyond finding ways to play all day. She's not a fan of the impressive suite of educational software her school has provided, but there is this one online math game that she's crazy about.
George walked around two rectangular parks.
That's the... Oh, man, the chalk broke.
Already, Mama!
I know. Okay.
One measured one and one-sixth by two.
We're still in that magic place where I can help her with math without taking online refresher courses myself. So we work through fractions. One of us is definitely faster than the other.
Okay. Oh, wait, because you don't have to convert them.
Yes! Because it's all the same denominator.
And then there are the attention span issues. Seriously, how do teachers deal with this all day?
First, add the big digits. What, 7 plus 7 plus 6 plus 6?
We'd gotten a few problems knocked out when my daughter suddenly leaped off of the exercise ball and glued herself to the window.
Hi.
One of her best friends was out on a family walk. This is what they do now. They wave to each other on the edge of the tree lawn. And they think about the days when we're actually going to let them be in the same room together again.
How you guys doing?
My name's Madison. I'm in fourth grade. It's interesting being in the COVID-19 because you can't go places, you can't see friends, even when they live next door. But it's a good time to get home, do some things, get some things done. Like, I've cleaned my entire room.
How do you feel about the fact that school is canceled for the rest of the year?
Sad that I might have to have summer school.
I am the ghost of fun past. It has died.
But other than that, I'm actually kind of excited.
When we got back inside, I got down to brass tacks with Junior.
So, how are you feeling about all this?
Awesome.
Really?
Okay, well, I like being home from school.
Yeah. I mean, you like your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And you like your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like some of the things that you do at school.
Sure.
What are some of the things that you do like at school?
Gym.
PE class.
Art. Music.
Music, definitely.
Library.
Definitely library.
Occasionally math and writing.
Do you feel like those are all things that you can do at home as much as you did at school?
I do a lot of art. And gym, I run around a lot. In the air.
What you're hearing is generally how it is with her, but what she's not talking about are those times when she gets really upset about things her dad and I see as relatively small, her angst over whether she's going to have any kind of summer this year. And we do know kids in the neighborhood whose parents live in other states and they're missing them, or kids who know that family members are sick.
Do you really think it's going to be okay for so many kids to not have any school for like 3, 4, 5 months that they usually don't have?
I mean, I like being able to stay home and do my schoolwork from home, but I think that people should be able to go to school. Or like, I think it's a problem that people don't go to school.
Do you think Daddy and I are as tough on you as your teachers are?
Oh, no! I mean, my teachers aren't that tough on me.
But we're not as tough on you as they are. We don't make you work as hard?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've spent half the day eating Starbursts, so.
This child needs help. Please send toothpaste. The range of thoughts on school closures varies widely among kids and parents. Michigan Radio has plenty of both, so some of our staff, ever the journalists, have asked their kids what they thought of the school closure news.
A little microphone. Ha! 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 Hi!
Ask a question.
Okay, so Juniper, today they announced that there's going to be no more school for the rest of the school year. What do you think about that?
Yay.
Why is it yay?
Because I love no school.
Why do you love no school? You love seeing your friends.
But I want to see my friends at a play date, not at school.
Oh, you would rather just play?
Yeah.
What do you think? There's no more daycare for this year.
What do you think about not going to school for the rest of the school year?
What do you think? I don't like school, so what would be the answer?
No.
You think it's pretty cool?
Yeah.
What about recess?
I don't like recess.
All right, so what's your name?
Kaylee.
What grade are you in?
Second.
Okay, so there's no more school for the rest of the year. How do you feel?
Okay.
Why?
Because I really miss my friends.
But that means you, so you feel good or bad?
I feel bad.
You do? You want to go back?
Yeah. I like that we don't have to go to school because I can spend more time with Mommy.
More time with me?
Yes.
Okay. More time exciting.
With Mommy.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. It's exciting for me too.
What do you think about no more school for the rest of the year?
Bad!
How come?
Because then you don't get to see your friends.
Do you want to say that in a normal voice?
I have a normal voice.
Then how about you? What do you think about no more school till for the rest of the year?
I'm going to be bored.
Actually, why don't you finish eating what is in your mouth?
What's your name?
Jordan.
What grade are you
in? Do I count like now? My grade? Six.
Okay, so there's no more school for the rest of the year. How do you feel?
I don't like it because I don't want to stay trapped in this house for the rest of like the summer. And the rest of the school year. I don't want to stay here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to miss my friends and stuff. And only like some of my teachers in my classes. But like, I hate it here.
So you're excited to go back in the fall?
Yeah.
And not excited about being here?
Yeah. I want to go back, like, today, but I can't, so.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks.
Special thanks to all the Michigan Radio kids and parents who talked to us. Michigan Radio has been spending time talking at a safe distance with high school students as well. One senior from Community High School in Ann Arbor weighed in by phone on how she's doing this week, the week that was supposed to be spring break.
Hi, it is 1:30 p.m. on, gosh, I don't even know what the date is. My dad is very nervous about everything that's going on. He has had friends of friends that have died, and he's very anxious about going out to the store, so I made him a cloth face mask that he can wear out to maybe make him feel a little bit better. It is 4 o'clock on March 30th. Things are somehow getting worse and getting better at the same time. They're getting worse because I'm getting more and more bored and more hopeless about how all of this is going. Yet at the same time, it's getting better because I'm learning how to cope with boredom and finding things to do. Yeah. All right. Goodbye. Hi. It is 10:18 a.m. on April 1st. Right now, one of the biggest things during this coronavirus outbreak that I'm struggling with is that I can't see my boyfriend. The last time I saw him was 2 weeks ago today, and I feel like I'm drifting apart from him. And I'm scared that our relationship isn't going to survive this because we're starting to fight and argue a lot. The way I'm coping with it is I've started learning to crochet. It's a very odd shape, but I'm crocheting it, and I'm proud of myself. I just learned that school is going to be closed for the rest of the year. A couple weeks ago, I walked out of that building without really saying goodbye to anybody because I thought I would be back in 3 weeks. I didn't even realize my last day was my last day of high school. I'm sad. And now all I can think about is what's going to happen. Is there going to be a prom? Is there going to be a graduation? I've been looking forward to the end of my senior year for, what, 13 years now? And now that it's here, I'm not going to have that senior experience. Hey, maybe we'll be the first class to have a virtual graduation. All right, bye.
That's a member of the senior class at Community High School in Ann Arbor. That piece was produced by Michigan Radio's Rachel Ishikawa. Support for Michigan Radio comes from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund and the Children's Foundation. May not be a good time to go to a record store, but you can still discover new music from home.